You're listening to KMUW Wichita. Musical composers write many pieces of music in their lifetimes. If they're lucky, that music will live on after them. And if they're even luckier still, their music will survive in the hands of musicians who hold a passion for that music. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with a musician who remains passionate about a composer whose work we all know.
Jeffrey Beagle is a versatile pianist who has worked with some of the world's greatest symphonies and some of the world's greatest living composers as well. He also loves the music of George Gershwin, who along with his brother Ira Gershwin wrote some of the most enduring pieces in American music. Beagle is especially fond of Rhapsody in Blue, a piece that serves as the climax of the Gershwin Experience shows he'll perform this weekend with the Wichita Symphony Orchestra. Rhapsody dates to 1924, when it was first orchestrated by Ferdy Griffey. What makes the piece great? Well, Beagle says, for one thing, Gershwin incorporates a number of musical idioms into the piece.
Like, for instance, when I play Rhapsody in Blue, I feel like I'm a tour guide giving a tour through the cultural diversity of New York musically. Here we are in Harlem, or here we are now in the Jewish section, and they look, they're dancing the Freilach over there. And you can imagine a klezmer band playing that. Then you get to the main theme and you can say, well, we're in Tin Pan Alley and somebody is rehearsing the new song that George Gershwin just wrote. That main theme of Rhapsody in Blue that everybody knows. Da-da-dee-dum, bum-bum-bum-bum.
And that new song that Gershwin was writing, well, it was due for one last-minute change.
When he met with Ferdy Griffey to just finalize the arrangement for the players, for the orchestra players, Gershwin gave enough directives in there who should play what, but Griffey filled out the rest. And Gershwin got to that section and played the section, a different part. And Griffey said, that doesn't really do it for me. I'm not buying that. What else do you have for that section? That's an important part. What else you got? He says, well, I don't really. This is what I wrote for the piece.
Still, Ferdy Griffey persisted.
He tells George, what else you have? Can you play something else? And he just pulls a rabbit out of the hat. And he starts playing this dee-da-dee-dum, ba-dee-da-dum. And he's playing it and playing it. Griffey says, you know, I kind of like that better. You know, sleep on it. The next morning, Griffey calls Gershwin. He says, that's all I heard in my head all night. You have to use that. And that's how that main theme became the signature of Rhapsody in Blue.
There's still one more part of the story that enriches the history of Rhapsody in Blue. Beagle explains that new main melody wasn't exactly new.
But apparently, George Gershwin told Ferdy Griffey, well, I wrote that 5 years ago. It was in 1919 that he wrote that song. And he put it in Rhapsody in Blue.
And Jeffrey Beagle says that no matter how many times he revisits the music of Gershwin, it's always a new experience.
I love it because it always feels like the first time I'm playing it. I never feel like, oh, it's Rhapsody in Blue again. You know, I always wonder how someone who does a Broadway show has to walk out on stage each time as though it were the first. That's how I feel when I play Rhapsody in Blue. I mean, I feel like that with almost everything. But for some reason with that piece, it always feels so fresh. It always feels like the first time. And it's just because of the nature of the piece. I try to bring out what I think George Gershwin wanted. And I think that's always a challenge.
Jeffrey Beagle performs with the Wichita Symphony Orchestra as part of the Gershwin Experience this evening and Sunday afternoon. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.